Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today on a Tri-Day Friday heading into the weekend. Man, Phil's Yankees. There's something fun about that kind of series.
Yeah, I remember when in the World Series going up there, hanging out with my man John Belairs.
Okay.
It was like the subway thing. It was pretty cool.
There you go. You were still here.
Yeah, I was here when that happened. Yeah, I was here.
Okay. Yeah,
hanging
that was
in New York.
That was a disappointing series, man. They should have won that one. That was a bad one. Well, you got any stories you want to tell?
No, John knew a lot of people. Shout out to John Belairs.
There you go.
This balling ass condo though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay, you gonna go up to any of these games? Have you in for tickets?
I don't know. I mean, that was his friends. I don't know them.
Well,
I mean, you know, I'm just saying it was a nice ass condo. Like right off the water. It was baller.
We know one of the Yankees broadcasters. You want a ticket?
Ooh.
Ricky will get you a ticket. Ricky Ricardo. He does
we can get tickets?
Yeah, Ricky does the Spanish language broadcast for the Yankees.
I'm not a big New York guy.
Okay. Yeah.
Because you go in New York, you're breaking bread.
You lived there for a few years, didn't you?
Dude,
what was that community that you lived in again?
I lived in a Jewish community. That they didn't want me there. I didn't realize. I was telling Kyle the story. They really didn't want me to stay there, but I was too naive not to understand.
Why didn't they want you there?
Yeah, they didn't want me there. I have no clue.
A little diversity?
That's where Rabbi Douglas came from.
Yeah, okay.
They did not want me there, but they allowed me to stay there. Then when I left, right, some friends of mine whose names I will not use, though, they had a barbecue.
Uh-huh.
And they had the barbecue in the front lawn. They were not happy.
What?
Now, there's a little, you know, like a lot of people, like everybody's not going to get it, but some people will. Like in the South, a lot of times, folks like to barbecue on the front lawn.
Okay.
You know, and park the cars in the front and everything.
Uh-huh.
So you could just imagine in Merrick, New York.
Okay. I'm visualizing.
You know, like a bunch of Southern cats with the cars, the 22-inch rims and everything and all the other stuff, barbecuing on the front lawn in a Jewish community. That dog did not hunt.
That did not.
Yeah, because I was here. Like, I got traded, right? But I still had my lease, so I was still paying, and they were still staying there. I had got traded to Philly.
Yeah.
So the people calling me like, what are you doing? Like, they were going off. And I'm like, hey, I'm not there.
Yeah.
And they immediately, like, after that, they immediately let me out of my lease. They kicked everybody out. They were like, y'all, you people got to go.
Well, that's an easy That's an easy way to get out of your lease.
Yeah, they got
though.
Me out. They let me go. They was like, get your ass up out of here.
That's a great story. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. A lot of things on the table today. You think the Eagles are in a tier of their own entering this season? Or do they need to prove it again? I think they need to prove it again. Think they come back to the pack a little bit. Do you agree? Also with the Phillies. It's bleep or get off the pot time with the Phillies. Are you going to trade Andrew Painter or not? This is what it comes down to. That's the only way I think they're going to be able to make a real meaningful addition, is they're going to need to trade Andrew Painter. I don't want to trade him. Like, I'd
kinda
love to keep
like
him. I mean, I don't want to. In a perfect world, you could get what you need, not
call
trade
him. A liar?
But I don't think
I'm
you can.
It doesn't sound like you do.
We
don't use those aggressive words around these
people.
You can call me a liar, Hugh. I don't care. I'm not sensitive. So you can call me a liar.
We get very aggressive on the show, Hugh.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Get the hell out of here.
Can't have thin skin on this one.
You know what? Shut up.
So would you trade Andrew Painter in our Tri-Day today? Bad movie. Give us a Tri-Day Friday bad movie today. Happy Gilmore 2 coming out tonight. They were already out, I guess, but that's our inspiration for Tri-Day Friday today. 215-592-9494. In a few minutes, we will get to an interesting email that the Eagles sent out to season ticket holders last night. That's coming up. First, let's go back to the phones. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Will.
Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
All right, you? How you doing?
All right. Listen, like, what I want to see from the Eagles, like, I think since we got a younger core of defense, I would like to see more blitz packages in. You know, like force the quarterbacks to throw, you know, faster. As far as like with the formations, different formations, bring back the high formation, probably split backs since we got AJ Dillon. Just like give a different look for, you know, a new season, you know, and like I say, it's a statement season this season. So I just would like to see them incorporate some of them things.
Well, yeah. What about throwing the ball a little bit more, Will? It sounds like you're kind of on my side here.
Absolutely. You know, we got the weaponry, right? And the whole thing is, like, Dotson, I keep saying this a lot about him, man. I think he's underrated, and I think he's going to see – I think he's going to get more touches this season. And I think, you know, I think they're going to open up more passing this season. You know, it was more running last season. Like I said, we needed that last season, and that's what got us over the hump, and that's what got us the Super Bowl. You know, like I kept saying, you know, I wanted Derrick Henry here, but, you know – They got Saquon, and they did what they needed to do. But I think it's going to be more passing because I think this is statement season, so Jalen can put everybody, you know, talking and saying that he's not an elite quarterback the rest.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, what do you got for a Tri-Day Friday movie for us today?
Hey, listen, man, the worst movie I've ever seen, and, you know, you may want to try it, but it was crazy. How about Pootie Tang?
Yeah, Pootie Tang was
appreciate
funny.
The call. I've never
Sadate.
I've never seen it.
Side of my pity on the running kind. Yeah, because everybody tried to talk like Pootie Tang.
You ever seen that movie, Kyle? Pootie Tang?
No.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's he had a belt.
You seemed offended. Kyle seemed like offended
do
by
I
the
have
question.
To? Yeah, I've never even heard of it.
It was a bad movie.
I'm sure. It sounds horrendous.
He was a character. Pootie Tang was a character on the Chris Rock show. And he would say stuff where you didn't really understand what he was saying. He would say Sadate. Like, sign my pity on the runny kind and stuff like that.
Okay.
That's how he would talk. He was like, what's up, my dang Nammy? And stuff like, yeah.
Okay.
Like, everybody's looking at me. I'm talking to y'all. Y'all have
well, it
no
sounds
clue
like a bad movie. It definitely sounds
about.
Like a bad movie.
It was like, if you ever seen the Chris Rock show when he was on, he had a show that came, I think it was HBO, a late night show. If you ever saw that, you would get the gist of who Pootie Tang was.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was pretty funny. But they tried to. They tried to make it into a movie, and the movie was horrible.
Well,
the movie was horrible.
Maybe I'll try it for Tri-Day Friday. Let's go to Chris and Ambler. What's up, Chris?
Hey.
What's up, Chris?
First-time caller. Really enjoy you guys' conversation. So I just wanted to bring up something. As you talk about the Phillies winning the championship this year, the World Series, I've been alive for 66 years, so I've seen – 8 total championships in Philadelphia. 2 when I was in high school with the Flyers. I saw the Sixers in 66 and 82, right? And the 2 Super Bowls that the Eagles have won. It's really hard to win, right? So this year, the Phillies have an opportunity to win, right? They have the starting rotation. They have the hitting, you know, they need to do something. To plug, they're platooning in left field. They're platooning in center field. It's not a good formula for success. So they got to make a move. And at the end of the day, Andrew Painter is a prospect. He's a prospect. We've seen prospects, you know, do well, and we've seen them fail. And so at this point, if there's value for him, and I would put Crawford on the table too, actually. And you know, there's. We at the end of this year, we might lose JT, we might lose Schwarber, we might lose Ranger. We have a lot of pieces that could fall off the table. So I would put Andrew Painter on the table and get somebody here in the next week.
Yeah, Chris, and I think that's what the Phillies are going to need to decide, because that's the only way in my mind they're getting a difference maker. Like, I think, you know, Crawford, Aiden Miller, we talk about these guys, Mick Abel, they're decent prospects. They're not the kind of prospect that is going to, you know, push an organization to trade a guy like a Stephen Kwan. It's just not going to happen. So I feel like if you really want to improve this team, you really want to fix your lineup, you're going to need to commit. And by commit, I think that means trading Payne.
Yeah. Yeah, and by the way, Painter's getting blown up in AAA, too. I'm not seeing anything that, you know, right now.
Well, he had a good start last night. He had a good outing last night. I think he went 6 innings, gave up 1 or 2 runs last night.
Yeah. So, and he's coming off an injury. I'll give him that. But, you know, I just think this is now's the time.
Yeah, I agree, Chris. What do you got for a Tri-Day Friday bad movie?
I'll just say one that I couldn't get through, The English Patient.
The English Patient. Appreciate the call, Chris. I thought that was a good movie.
It's not on my
I mean, I'd have no interest in it, but
not on Tubi. About?
It's not on.
It's about an English patient.
It's about a patient.
He's a patient who's English.
Yeah. Well, that was the joke in Seinfeld. Is everybody thought it was a great movie, and like Elaine thought it was terrible.
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember it from Seinfeld. I've never seen it, though.
Yeah, I've never seen it. No interest.
It's a love affair movie.
A love affair. Isn't it super
badly
long?
Badly burned man.
It's like 3 hours long or something.
Sent it to by a nurse, Hannah, in an Italian monastery near the end of World War II.
2 hours and 40 minutes.
Oh, my God.
His past is revealed through flashbacks involving a married English woman.
Yeah, read the whole thing.
It's not enticing to me.
Okay.
It doesn't make me feel like I need to watch it.
I think I'd rather try to watch Pootie Tang than watch The English
It Has Its Moments. Pootie Tang has its funny moments, but you probably wouldn't be able to get through that one.
Okay.
I think TK has to stop saying Pootie Tang.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
Why? Pootie Tang.
It doesn't sound right coming from TK.
It sounds okay. What do you mean by that, Kyle?
Why are we trying to limit it? TK's vocabulary.
Yeah. You can say it, and I can't say it.
I can't say it either.
Pootie Tang? What's wrong with Pootie Tang?
It's the name of a movie.
What does it sound like?
All right.
Do we have to have this conversation off air?
215-592.
Lather Vaseline on me.
Okay,
I got you.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. But I do want to get to an email last night.
You still open your email?
I didn't get this email. I'm not an Eagles season ticket holder.
Well, look, good thing I said it Friday when hardly anybody's here because I ain't read my email in years.
Check
you probably get a
email.
Lot of show rundowns in that email that are unopened.
Yeah. Check your work email here.
Only ones I do is the HR ones when they say, hey, you need to do these compliance training. You got to do compliance training. That's it.
Yeah.
And once I do that, then I'm good.
All right. Well, make sure you check your email a little more. But last night, the Eagles sent an email out to season ticket holders where they wanted to gauge interest. And they had two options for season ticket holders. And check Elliot's Twitter out to see the full email here. But it basically asked fans if they wanted renovations to the stadium or a new stadium. And they gave two options to fans. Take the renovation survey or take the new stadium survey. And in the renovation survey, it talks about things like improve parking, pedestrian access, enhance tailgating, stuff like that. But the more interesting thing is gauging interest in a new stadium. And one of the things that it asked was, what kind of stadium would you want? An open-air stadium, open-air covered, which I guess means a retractable roof, a fully closed stadium, a stadium with a roof on top, but it's natural light. But the thing that's interesting is the Eagles are obviously, I think, trying to nudge their fans to wanting a new stadium here. And I'll just say this. I'm anti-new stadium altogether. I think the link is fine. I don't see any need for the Eagles to get a new building. Yes, it's 20-plus years old. That stadium is still...
That's crazy, 20 years old.
Yeah, 2003 was the first year. So, like, 23 years old at this point. But the stadium's fine. Like, I don't think they need a new stadium. But I'll say this. If they get a new stadium, no way in hell can that be a dome stadium. No chance. It would be an affront to Philadelphia. It would be an affront to the city. It would be terrible. This is we're supposed to be a football town. You know where you play football? You play football outside. You play football in the elements. Look at last year in the playoffs. We watched that Eagles-Rams game. One of the most memorable games in Eagles history. You know why? Obviously, great ending. But that game was played in the snow. That was an incredible extra element to that game. A dome would be a catastrophe. It would be a horrible idea. I think we need to protest this at all costs. No dome whatsoever. I'm anti-dome. Where are you, Hugh? You got to be with me on this. I mean, this is pretty easy one here.
What? Hey, listen. hear me out.
Come
hear
on.
Me out. Hear me out. You know, since I've been here, me and Ike have done, you know, we've done the pregame show.
Okay.
Some days out there, man, it's pretty brick.
Come on, Hugh. It's pretty brick. Come on,
man.
Hugh.
Listen.
You can't do this.
I hear what you're saying, and I understand to a certain extent. Now, 20-something-year-old Hugh Douglas would be against the dome, right? He would be against that.
Yeah, this is
But 50-year-old Hugh Douglas, man, listen.
You're pro-dome?
You're not playing in it.
I don't have a coat. Well, shout out to Jack Daniels.
That's a you problem.
They gave me a coat the other day that I was going to wear the other day, but it was too hot. They gave me a coat. But I wouldn't mind being in a nice little, like, environment where the climate is controlled.
You can't sit outside for 2 hours for the greater good?
I'm just saying, man, it's cold outside. It's cold. And how much? Listen, let me just ask you this question.
Uh-huh.
How exciting was it for the city of Philadelphia to have the draft party here?
The draft was awesome when we had
How
it
was
here.
It? Like the city was packed. We got a chance to show how great we are, the great food places that we have here.
And you know where
the great
we did it? We
culture
did it. We did it outside.
That we have here. Don't you want to have that same atmosphere for a Super Bowl? Like, because that's
no,
what we're talking about.
I don't care about the Super Bowl.
I don't
See,
care.
Wait a minute,
no.
Hold up. This is where we have to have vision. Y'all ain't got the vision.
No.
Y'all
doesn't
need
help
vision.
That I'm blind.
If like, look at all these northern places that have gotten Super Bowls, and we're getting passed up for.
I don't want a Super Bowl. I care about a Super Bowl.
I would rather have a football game in the elements than a Super Bowl.
Wait a minute, time out. We're in the business of making money, right?
No, not me.
None
of this goes to me.
Money.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
I like how you said it with a straight face.
Yeah, we're not getting it.
No, we're not.
I'm not in the business of making money off the stadium.
We are trying.
We're probably going to have to pay for it to get built.
Let's be honest. Let's be honest with this here.
We need a Super Bowl here, man.
This isn't about.
We need a Super Bowl.
That's not what it's about.
What is it about?
This is about you not wanting to sit outside for 2 hours to do a pregame show.
It'd be cold outside.
That's all this is about. You don't care about a Super Bowl.
My feet. Be cold. Yeah,
come
I would. I would
on,
love.
You.
Listen, it's gonna take a couple years to build.
savor. You have a couple more years to savor it.
But see, here's the thing: if we got a dome, right? Where are we putting it? Where are we gonna put the stadium?
They're gonna put the dome on top of the stadium.
I don't think structurally
that's where domes go.
But I think one of the things they asked is how far would you go to an Eagles game?
Yeah.
No, my point is this, Kyle. They're looking to build a new stadium. They're not looking to renovate. So where are they going to put the new stadium? That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. That's going to be an interesting part of it, too.
And wait a minute. Didn't the email say something about how far you willing to drive?
It asked how far you'd be willing to travel to go to an Eagles game.
So
okay, what's the answer?
They're testing
how far are we going? How far are we going?
I don't want to go any further than I already go. The sports complex.
I like it in South Philly. Yeah.
That's where the Eagles stadium belongs.
Where are we going to park, though? That's like.
Can you stop being selfish for a second?
Yeah. My God, man. Can he stop thinking about himself for 1 minute?
As Eagles fans, we have to be anti-dome.
Yeah.
No, first of all.
Say no to dome.
I guarantee you.
No dome for me.
I guarantee you that I am not the only one that feels this way. I guarantee you. And it might be some younger
people. You're probably
in a
small minority.
No, I'm in the majority.
No, you're not.
I'm in the majority. Yes, I am.
Are we seeing a theme here with Hugh and Elliot? Just very
selfish. Yeah.
Yeah, very very selfish thinking. They just don't want to sit outside for the pregame show.
I'm not being selfish, man. It's cold out there.
You're thinking about the money that Lori's going to make hosting a Super Bowl.
Listen,
who gives a crap?
And the money that's going to be coming out of our pockets.
No, all I remember is how the station, when I first got here, they prostituted me. They made me put on a Santa outfit and stand outside in the cold ass weather and shake hands and kiss babies. When I first got here, low man on the totem pole, I had to do that yeoman's work.
Yeah.
I would have rolled him. It was cold outside, no. Man. I ain't trying to be outside like that.
See, okay, so now everyone needs to know that he was looking at this from a purely selfish perspective, but we as Eagles fans, with the power vested in us,
we got to say
if you receive this email and you are a season ticket holder
up.
And you get a vote, vote no,
no
to dome.
Vote
say
yes
no to, dome.
To the dome.
No, Hugh.
Yeah. No dome.
Stop. Listen. I'm talking to
you
the
have
ladies.
To stop it right now.
I'm just talking to the ladies.
What?
For a minute. Just think of ladies, listen. Think about all the nice, cuter outfits you could wear to the Eagles game and the nice shoes that you won't be messing up in the snow sitting outside.
That's what September's
wear,
for.
You could wear your cute outfits to the game with your little jersey, with your little sequins on them and everything.
That's
and
what September's for, man.
And fellas,
again,
look at it like
selfish.
This. look at it like this. You don't have to drink. You won't have to drink as much alcohol to stay warm. You won't have to.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because it won't be. Because we're going to be.
Are you pro dome or anti dome?
Yeah. We are going to be in a climate controlled environment. Think about it.
This is this is your worst opinion ever. This is terrible.
No,
very disappointing.
Okay. Is it going to be retractable? Can we have it retractable?
That's one of the options.
But hold on.
But
the whole point of the retractable is if there's bad weather, they're going to close it.
But right. No, I just thought about something because one of the greatest moments in Eagles history was Shady McCoy to snow game.
Yeah, last year in the playoffs, that snow game.
But I'm willing to forego that.
No!
That is an awful opinion! I mean, the snow is great. Football should be played in the snow!
First of all, we just had a whole conversation about personal attacks on opinions, and we just blew past all of that and made it personal.
This deserves to be a person. This is that bad of an opinion.
I'm not opposed to having a dome.
I'm not.
If
so
you want a little bit of snow, we'll open it up a little bit and then we'll close
it. They're not going to take it. Close it. Yeah. Just let a little bit of the snow.
Yeah. And then close it. For all those people that want nostalgia.
Want to know for people out there, are you pro or anti dome?
Say no to dome.
That's what we're doing.
Say
today.
No to dome.
Yeah, we're saying no to dome. I'm saying no to dome. Kyle's saying no to dome. Right. Hugh, of course, is saying yes to dome.
Yes.
215.
Hell yeah.
Hugh wants the dome, man.
592-9494. If you want to get in, let us know your feelings on the great dome debate of 2025.
It's Friday, boy. It is Friday.
Do you want a dome on the Eagles Stadium? Are the Eagles in a tier of their own? And if you want to get in on the Phillies, would you trade Andrew Painter if it means that's the only way that you can improve this team? When we get back, we will finish the Phillies blind date with trade candidate. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.